Hey everyone, you're probably wondering what's all this cute W stuff in the headline? Well, I recently looked back through some project management notes where I discovered a pattern of easy to fix tech issues and word puzzlers gone wild. To help us all stamp out these recurring problems, I decided it's time to share. Each month, I'll post at least one of these short, quick wins. Now, they'll be 200 to 300 words, depending on the number of examples provided. Subscribers will receive a link in their inbox, but you can search for these posts here, too. Subjects vary, but will congregate around three topic areas. Tips for fixing pesky tech issues that crop up in your office, general business tips and tricks, and word puzzlers we should fix before we write or say them. You'll see the titles begin with the QW and a number in brackets, so they'll be easy for you to find and keep in numerical order if you want to save them. For the first few posts, you will find word puzzlers, and they can make a big difference in how our customers perceive us as professionals, and I thought it would be a good place to start. Except for a shorter introduction each month, here is the approximate length of each fast, quick win, or QW, post. QW1, companies and groups are not people. Now, this one is tough because we've heard it phrased incorrectly for years. For example, such and such company announced their plans for moving their building using huge honkin' Mylar balloons. Well, let's see, first, this is impossible, but hey, we're having a little fun here. And second, companies are not people. Companies are entities, and they are referred to as it. So here's the corrected sentence. Such and such company announced its plans for moving its building using huge honkin' Mylar balloons. Well, here's an example for groups of people. Groups are entities, too. The team celebrated its win by buying 20 pizzas. If we phrase this differently and discuss the members of the team, we would use their, because now we're talking about individuals, not a group. The team members celebrated their win by buying 20 pizzas. Well, that's it. I hope you enjoyed our first foray into quick wins. Make sure you're subscribed to my posts so you won't miss these tech or text tips. And I promise, no inbox stuffing, and I never share your information. Feel free to come in and leave a comment. You're also welcome to email me if you have a tech or a text issue. And don't worry, I won't invoice you. That email is Kathy@KathyYork.com, and please remember it's KathyYork. Hope to talk with you soon.